have Assistant Coach joining us here once again tonight. Landon Frank joining us here tonight. And, boy, it was cold out there, it looked like.
You know, it wasn't too cold up in the box, but yeah. I'm sure it was cold down on the bottom.
I keep forgetting, you're up in the box there. But, Coach, congratulations, another victory here tonight. And, you know, it wasn't the prettiest of games by either side by all means, but, you know, Scott said he found a way to win and just take control of the ball game.
Yeah, definitely the weather had a little bit to do with that. The field's pretty sloppy out there. You can tell it's all tore up right now. So they did play well, though.
Yeah, you know they did, and took care of business. 6 turnovers tonight forced by the defense, and plus 5 in the takeaways tonight, and 4 of those were interceptions. But how about the defense once again, really stepping up and shutting down a pretty solid Lincoln rushing attack?
You know, early in the game, defense didn't quite have them figured out, let them get outside there a little bit, and the traps. Then we brought our defensive linemen in and ended up stopping that trap, and that kind of shut it down.
Once again, assistant coach Landon Frank joining us here post-game, and it was, once again, kind of a variety of players tonight. Of course, without Paco Banda playing tonight, Sloan Baker took quite a few reps at fullback, and he ran the ball pretty hard here tonight.
Sloan always runs the ball hard. Sloan gives 100% effort and goes hard every time.
And this is about the 3rd game we've seen him carry the ball, and it's been kind of running back by committee to continue to be that way. And how about that 4th down pass play late in the first half, Brett Meyer to Braden Strine, and that was kind of after a timeout there.
Yeah, that was a design play that we had for that type of situation. 4th down looked like a long way to go, and it was a great pass.
Well, the guys get the victory tonight, 43-0. Scott City putting up their 3rd shutout in 4 games in the 5th of the year. And the offense is starting to kind of make some turns for the positives there. And defense really continuing to hold their ground here tonight. And, Scott City going on the road on Saturday to face Phillipsburg. They had to hold off Sacred Heart 27-20. And Phillipsburg is a pretty solid team at 9-1 on the year.
Yeah, Phillipsburg, I think they got quite a bit of speed, and they're definitely tough and got a lot of seniors.
And they do, and they're kind of a run predominant team, and that's kind of Scott City's bread and butter, stopping the run. But next 3 days, you get 3 days to prepare for Phillipsburg, and what's kind of the what does Scott City do here the next 3 days?
We just got to get on the practice field and get it going just like normal practice would on Tuesday practice. There won't be any break like there typically is.
Yeah, that's kind of tough. It always is a tough stretch, but, the other team has to deal with it as well. And nice win tonight for Scott City, 9-1 on the air, and another win, 43-0 over Lakin. And Coach Frank, once again, appreciate you stopping by here post-game. And I think this is your first time on the radio all year.
It is, yep.
Well, how about then? Once again, thanks for joining me here, and see you at Phillipsburg on Saturday.
All right, thanks.